Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Q3 2015 results conference call of PLAY. Today's speakers are Jørgen Bang-Jensen, Chief Executive Officer, and Robert Boujka, Chief Financial Officer. All lines are now closed except for the speaker line. If you would like to ask a question to the speakers, please press star one on your keypad to connect with the operator. Before we continue, I will present an important disclaimer. This presentation has been prepared by PLAY and is for information purposes only. This presentation contains forward-looking statements, which by their very nature involve inherent risks and uncertainties. Risks exist that such forward-looking statements will not be achieved. You are strongly advised to review the disclaimer page of the investor presentation available at www.play.pl/investors. This conference call will be recorded, and the recording will be posted on our website. The first speaker will be Mr. Bang-Jensen. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Q3 2015 investor conference call for PLAY. This is Jørgen Bang-Jensen, and I hope you have the presentation in front of you, and I would like to go through some of the key points, starting on page number four, where I would like to draw first your attention to the second half of the page. We had in Q3 a very good customer development. We added in total 520,000 new subscribers, which is a 1% increase compared to what we did a year earlier. Normally, we always have a very good quarter in Q3, and that meant that our market share increased to 23%, or 2.4 percentage points up compared to a year earlier. In total, we had a customer base by end of Q3 of 13.5 million subscribers. That is roughly 15% more than a year ago. And the very good news is that out of this subscriber base, 49.6% are contract subscribers, or 3.3 percentage points more than what we had a year ago. If you then look at the top of the page, the outcome of the subscriber increase was again increase in our revenues. So our total revenues amounted to 1.367 billion zloty for the quarter, which is 19.3% more than year-on-year, and compared quarter-on-quarter, it's an increase of 5.2%. The adjusted EBITDA ended at 422 million zloty. That is 53.2% more than a year ago and 12.8% more than last quarter. And the adjusted EBITDA margin, we have now crossed the magical 30%, so 30.9%, 6.9 percentage point better than a year ago. For the last half annualized, the revenues are now at 5.3 billion. Our adjusted EBITDA at give and take a little 1.6 billion zloty, and the margin for the last half annualized is 29.9% on EBITDA. So a very good customer development and a very good revenue development following and exceeding our customer development. If you turn to page number five, on the top left corner, you can see the composition of our customer base. So by end of Q3 15, we had 6.8 million prepaid subscribers and a good 6.7 million postpaid subscribers. The ARPU in this customer base is relatively stable. You can see that on page 5, top right. So on contract, 52.5 zloty per month, and on prepaid 17.5. It's a slight decline on the contract, and it's a slight increase on the prepaid. What we see is our family tariff is very successful, and in particular in the family setup, we see that a number of family members are migrating from prepaid to postpaid, and thereby generating a higher percentage of our postpaid base, but surely also with a slightly lower ARPU than the average contract base. So that's why we are seeing a slight decline in the postpaid or contract ARPU. For the total subscriber base, we have a positive development and an increase year-on-year on ARPU as well. The composition of revenues on page 5, bottom left, you can see that we have very high usage revenues at almost 4 billion, and the interconnect and sales of goods relatively stable in proportion to the usage. In total, for the last 12 months, more than 5 billion zloty. The adjusted EBITDA, which you see on bottom right, for last half annualized is 1.591 billion zloty, or as mentioned earlier, 29.9% EBITDA margin. So that concludes the numbers. If you turn to page number 6, key business developments, most of the issues here I have already mentioned. I would say on the commercial success, first of all, we have remodeled 809 or in principle all of our points of sales to be the most modern telecom shops for sure in the Polish market. And we were rewarded on the 15th of October by a gala of the Polish Council of Shopping Centers, the award for retail chain of the year in all categories, which is a great achievement for the team that is working on our point of sales. And also in beginning of November 15, we introduced a new music service, Tidal, which is one of the big music platforms, emphasizing the position of Play as being the unlimited provider, and we are now offering unlimited music to all, meaning not only new subscribers but also existing subscribers can get unlimited music on their handsets. The financial performance we have already been through. And last but not least, the auction that was launched for additional LTE frequencies on February 10 ended in a somewhat unorthodox manner on the October 16th. On the October 19th, UKE, the regulator, has announced that Play, or P4, is the winner of one block of frequency band in the 800 spectrum and four blocks of frequency in the 2600 spectrum. The total amount for these five blocks of LTE spectrum amounts to 1.718 billion zloty. We are planning to use cash and credit facilities to pay for the new frequencies. We are currently awaiting the reservation procedure, which can take anything between 2 and 4 months. And then we hope that the regulator will award us the or hand over the frequencies that we have then acquired and will pay for. As you may have seen in the press, there's a lot of debate about the validity of the auction. Play has from the very beginning in 2014 have the viewpoint that the auction was, the process was flawed and the outcome was uncertain. And unfortunately, it seems that we were right, and there's now some legal confusion about whether the auction is actually valid or not. We hope that the new minister will take a firm hand on this issue and secure that there is a legal stability around the award of the frequencies. If you turn to page number 7, you can see that we also in mobile number portability is maintaining a high market share. So for the last 12 months ending Q3, our market share was 46%. It is decreasing, and that's the simple mathematics of the fact that we are increasing our market share. So over time, this will continue to slide slowly downwards. And that concludes my presentation about the business development, and I would like to hand over to Robert to go through the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jürgen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you have the presentation in
front of you. We're on page 9 now with the heading Summary Financials. And we'll take a brief look at the P&L. When comparing Q3 2014 with Q3 2015, our service revenues increased by 19%, our contribution margin by 18%, and our adjusted EBITDA rose from 275 million zloty to 422 million zloty for the quarter, and that's an increase of 53%. And as Jürgen mentioned, we also significantly raised our EBITDA margin from 24% to almost 31%. When comparing Q2 2015 with Q3 2015, we see continued strong development in revenue with a 5% increase in total revenue, a 5% increase in contribution margin, and an increase of 13% in our EBITDA. Last quarter's EBITDA was 374 million zloty, and we increased that to 422 million zloty in the current quarter. On the cash capex side, that remains stable over both quarters. Moving on to the next page, page 10, and looking at cash flow. They continue to generate a lot of free cash flow with a very high conversion rate. Our free cash flow before debt service increased from 167 million zloty in Q3 2014 to 291 million zloty in Q3 2015. That's a 74% increase. And we increased from 236 million zloty last quarter to 291 million zloty this quarter, which is a 23% increase quarter on quarter. So we continue to be very cash generative and with very high cash conversion. On page 11 is our capitalization. I think it's just important to note on that slide that the cash figure there of 809 million zloty does not include the auction deposit, which we have already paid, which is 442 million zloty. You can see that in the footnote at the bottom. That deposit has actually been repaid to us, so we have that back on our balance sheet. And that's in keeping with the rules of the auction, that once the auction finished, you got your deposit back. Moving on to page 12, our strong deleveraging continues. Excluding the license, we're at 1.5 times on secured debt, 2.3 times on unsecured, and if you include the PIK, the leverage at 3.4 times. However, in reality, if we pro forma the payment of the 1.7 billion for the license, you can see the leverage multiples in the bubble at 2.3, 3.1, and 4.2 times. And then finally, on page 13, we continue to benefit from our operating leverage. And as Jürgen indicated earlier, we have significant increase in EBITDA margin. And you can see that laid out there for your convenience. I think that's all from Jürgen and I. We'd be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Vipho Kumar from Citigroup. Please ask your question.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity and many congratulations for good set of numbers. I have just one question on your future ambitions for EBITDA margin or the profitability in next 12 months. Given that you continue to surprise us in terms of net additions and at the top of that, a sharp increase in profitability in this quarter, so do you think you still need to scale down some of your plans in B2B to increase your margin further? Thank you.
I'm not sure I acoustically heard your question correctly. This is Jürgen. I heard it if our EBITDA margin will remain stable or be expanded. And I think the answer is we expect to expand EBITDA margin going forward as we leverage on the scale. Specifically B2B that you mentioned, we have a strong foothold in the small medium enterprise and SOHO segment, and we continue to expand our market share in these segments. And we have no current plans to entering into any other segment in the B2B area, being a corporate, M2N, or government. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's how I understood it.
Yes, it does partially. Just follow up. Basically, I wanted to get some color on potential market situation in the next 12 months. Being the most one of this is the growing operator with 20% revenue. Any of the moves by Play would be basically deciding the overall market or tariff structure of the market in Poland. So I'm just wondering what would be your strategy basically, since you have been posting a very decent profitability in this quarter. So do you still need to scale down some of your existing plans or which will imply lower net additions for you in coming months or quarters?
No, it is clear that our strategy is relatively unchanged. The expectations for the future, I think, first of all, we are careful about forward-looking statements, but I can say we will continue with this growth strategy as we have it. But it's also clear that getting closer and closer to fair market share, that we are aware of the fact that, continued pressure on pricing will also be a pressure on our own customer base, and we take that into consideration when we make our commercial plans for the future. So our main aim is to make sure that the value of the market is remaining intact and that our share of that market is increasing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your answer.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Fabrizio Marchesi from America. Please ask your question.
Hi, apologies if this might have already been asked, but just in terms of the cash payment on the frequencies, when are you planning to make that?
Yeah, I can hear the procedure is that we apply for the frequencies and then there's a reservation procedure with the regulator. Last time around, that procedure took 4 months before we got the frequencies handed over. If we assume something similar, then we end up somewhere mid-February. It can be a little bit faster, a little bit slower. So expect some kind of payment early next year in Q1 for sure, assuming that the reservation proceeds without any hiccups.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We don't appear to have any more questions at this time, but as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of Laura Holmesy, Neuberger Bergman. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just wanted to see whether there's any update regarding potential refinancing plans since your capital structure, pretty much all your bonds become callable early next year, January or February. So whether you sort of thought about what you're going to do?
We have thought about it, but have not concluded and are still in working with our shareholders to see as to how we will proceed, if at all, next year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Simon Cook, Inside Investments. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking the question. I appreciate you getting asked this pretty much every quarter, but you mentioned your shareholders. Could you just give us an update in terms of their ownership strategy for Play, whether it's that they're still looking long-term, whether it's potential IPO? I guess once the Spectrum situation is resolved one way or the other, that gives them a kind of a clearer ability to value the asset. So anything you can give on that would be helpful. Thank you.
Jürgen here. So we cannot comment on that. We manage the company and the shareholder manages the shares, and they will probably have some consideration. And when those considerations materialize in actual plans, we will be involved in that. So at this point in time, there's no comments from our side.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, it's a star followed by one on your telephone keypad to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Hello, Jürgen Bang Jensen here. If there's no further question, we would like to say thank you for participating in the Q3 15 investor conference call, and we can say that the next conference call will take place on the 23rd of February next year with the annual result for 15. Thank you for joining.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.